So Liverpool bring an end to a successful tour of the USA with a tremendous result at the Williams-Brice Stadium in South Carolina, beating Manchester United by 3-0 as Arne Slot and Erik ten Hag embrace on the touchline. Yeah, United had some opportunities in either half, but Kevin Kelleher and then Vítězslav Jaros were an equal to it. Liverpool played some good stuff. We ended up on the hour mark, ended up with 10 academy players in that Liverpool team besides Motaru Endo. So Mo Salah, the captain for Liverpool again tonight, as he's captained the Reds in all three of our US tour games with an assist. First goal, great goal from Fabio Carvalho. Impressive again, turning Casemiro inside out in the penalty area. Great finish, bottom corner. Then Mo Salah, great assist into the box, setting up Curtis Jones. Great run from midfield to net. And then the third, Kostas Tsimikas, netting from close range with his right foot. It won't go down in the history books, but unofficially, that's his first goal for Liverpool.
Yeah, great moment. Always nice to beat Manchester United, whatever level, whatever game it is. Liverpool were more clinical tonight. A lot of good football, good sharpness from several players out there, and more minutes, more importantly, more minutes. Konate and Gravenberch getting their first minutes of pre-season. Great to see the likes of Salah looking so sharp, ready for the season to begin.
Yeah, really good. Enjoyed that with you, Mels. United 0, Liverpool 3.
Liverpool's pre-season US tour ends with a comfortable 3-0 win over Manchester United. I'm Peter McDowell and you're listening to The Reaction. We're at the Williams-Brice Stadium in South Carolina's University campus, and this place played host to the final game of this US tour. First half goals from Fabio Carvalho and Curtis Jones gave Liverpool a 2-0 lead at half-time. Kostas Tsimikas wrapping up the scoring just after the hour mark, making it an impressive result to bring the Reds' US tour to a close. Over the course of this podcast, we'll bring you the thoughts of Arne Slot after his first time facing United, plus the thoughts of Kevin Kelleher, Kostas Tsimikas and also Curtis Jones, and our guests down pitch side at the stadium were Reds legends John Barnes and Gary McAllister. Well, big historical city, college towns, two record attendances for soccer in Philadelphia and South Carolina. But more importantly, Liverpool have won every game and shown some really good signs and scored some brilliant goals as well. We're going to take you through the analysis as we go, but Kevin Kelleher has joined us as well. It was a really good tour.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Been a good 2 weeks for us. Intense, got a lot of work in. A lot of training sessions, which is important, and then three good games as well. So, no, it's been a great tour, and yeah, happy to go home now.
We spoke a lot to the lads about this new idea, this new way of playing, and it looks with every game as though that idea is becoming a lot clearer.
Yeah, obviously, the manager's come in and has his new ideas and wants us to work on them. And as you can see, I think game by game, it's getting better and better. The ideas are becoming more clear in the head for all of us. So, yeah, it's definitely improving, and it's we've had tough games here, which is good as well.
What did he ask of you tonight?
Well, he did say, you know, it's been 3 days since our last game. So he's saying it was a good win against Arsenal, but we need to follow that up because it's going to be like that the whole season. Every 3 days we're going to be on the game. So that was his main message, was to back up the performance with Arsenal.
Well, I've always wondered about goalkeepers because, of course, the only word goalkeepers get is when they have to make saves. And, of course, I'm sure you like to be in a game where you have no saves to make and we win comfortably. You had a few saves to make tonight. Is that something that, of course, you relish making them, but would you rather a quiet game or do you like to be involved and make a few saves?
Sometimes it's nice to have games where you make saves.
If you had a choice, would you say, Rob, make no saves? Because tonight you had three or four very, very important saves.
It's easier when you're busy to make saves. There's not many games where we are tested like that. We have that many saves. But yeah, it's good to be there for the team.
The vital times, the saves, you know, they make a hell of a difference, you know, the saves.
Of course, I need to mention Vít as well in the second
half.
He needed a couple of
new
saves as well, so yeah.
So that is something because I saw in the first game, the game against Arsenal in the second half, as much as Arsenal dominated, they never really had a lot of chances on goal.
Yeah.
You know, but this time they had, in fact, I think they had more efforts on goal than in the previous two games.
Yeah. There was a lot of efforts on goal. Both of us were busy tonight. But it's nice to get these games as well where we have to make saves and we have to show up for the team and show the team that we're there to help them as well.
So it's been a good trip, hasn't it? You know, you look at that, it's like, you know, a manager before a game, you obviously want to win.
Yeah.
You want to keep a clean sheet and you want to score a few goals and get the front guys involved in all the goals. Ticked all the boxes.
Yeah, to be fair, the manager said, like, it's pre-season, but you need to win games. That's what you need to do. So we've been trying to take that on board as well. Obviously, play the football, do the stuff that he wants, but also get results as well, because that's the most important thing. And you need to practice
good.
That. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, no, it's been a great camp, and obviously, positives to take.
Yeah. Well done, Kwee. I'm sure you're looking forward to getting your feet up on the plane on the way back. Well done, pal. Raheem Kelleher, Liverpool goalkeeper. And, you know, overall, they seem really happy. That the players seem to have, you know, thought it was a good trip. Here's another one who's had a big impact. It almost feels, Curtis, like this has been your favourite pre-season.
In a different way, yeah. It's been a huge change, and you know, I could never forget the first one that I ever done. That was the first step up. But now I feel more as a senior lad in the team, so I wanted to come here and impress. You know, it was a younger group as well, so I just wanted to go out there and lead.
It seems like you've been at the centre of everything, and that is the plan, isn't it, for the midfield players to be the creators?
I think so, yeah. I think so. It's huge now in terms of our style of play as well. The centre mids, the sixes and the eights are going to get the ball a lot, so it's down to us to create things. You know, if I can get a goal, great, and if I can get an assist, great.
In the early part of the game, and even when you played even against Arsenal, obviously you're looking to play in that between six and eight, coming to get the ball at the back four.
Yeah.
But in the last 10 minutes of the first half, and when you scored your goal, you seem to be getting forward much more without the ball.
Yeah,
is that something that you actually worked on? Because you always want to come and get involved, but now you're making a lot of runs without the ball.
Yeah, 100%. I always said, you know, I want to be a lad who goes and scores goals and assists and help the team. And
it's a conscious decision, because as I said, in the first 20 minutes you're coming to get it.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Then later on, when Jota was coming, you were making those runs.
Did Arnie
say that to you, or you decided and wanted the three to do it?
No, you know, I just took it on myself. I thought the first 20, you know, they were coming to press a lot, so trying to get on the ball more.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as the game went on, you know, we had the ball more, and they were tired a little bit. I seen the gaps were appearing more, so I thought, you know, I can get myself in the box here, I can nick myself a goal, great, and that's what I've done.
Better pace to get in the box as well, Will.
Hey?
Better pace to get in the box.
Wan-Bissaka, I think, is the best defender. And when I saw him, I thought, there's no way going to get across him.
I came out there as well in half-time, and I said to him, what are you doing, even chasing me back? He was one there when I thought I was gone.
I know when he came
back.
And
then, like, I've had a glimpse over my shoulder, and I've seen him coming.
Yeah.
And in my head, I thought I can step across here, but he's greater when he goes down the floor and he slides and stuff, and that's what he's done. It was a tackle.
How are you feeling personally, fitness-wise? Where do you think your levels are? Are you improved from before, or are you just feeling you're
going
a couple of weeks
time.
Away from the start? Are you above where you want to be, or are you still got a wee bit to get?
I try and improve all the time. Yeah. I feel, you know, I'm in a good place. I've had a little bit of an ankle issue and a knee issue,
saying.
And that's why I came off, you know, in the first game. But in terms of, you know, I think I could have played the whole game then, yeah. But, you know, again, I got a whack in the back of my end. He just said then, look, we took you off just because it was more like a caution thing. We don't need to risk anything. So, you know, if you say in there, am I fit? 100%, you know, if needed to go and start, you know, in the first game of the season, then, yeah.
It's been a good camp, and I think it's like there's a couple of, you know, clean sheets, scoring goals, you know, being involved in all the play. It's been... For most of the guys, it's been a pretty good,
and I think so.
It's a clean bill of health as well. But going back to Liverpool with no injuries.
100%. It's super important that, you know, we see that, you know, we can come away here. It's going to be a hard camp.
Yeah.
We've trained every day. It's been hard. It's been hot.
The heat
as well. And we've come away with a full squad of lads who are
three
fit.
Victories,
and we're all fit as well. And then of course we've got the lads who are coming back
to join you.
So,
yeah.
It's happy days.
Yeah.
Before you go, dead quickly, let's take a look at your goal. What you remember about it? Mo's looked exceptionally sharp, hasn't he, this trip, and he turned creator for you there.
Yeah. Let me come a little bit more forward and see.
I thought that pass there from Kwanza was outstanding.
That's what he's great at as well.
The first two touches from Mo.
He reads the game a lot. There was one from the last
where
game.
You started. Yeah.
You've got to break in there to get on the end of that. And I thought Wan-Bissaka could have come and give you a whack if he'd come in. Where have him coming in?
Nah, you know, I just had an eye on the goal. And I know that Mo likes to now get more assists as well.
Yeah,
And he's fantastic at getting his head up, and he puts on a plate there. But yeah, it's part of my game, you know, that I think I can improve. I can arrive in the box more. I can score more goals. Yeah. So I feel now is been a perfect time.
Yeah, because you know you're comfortably come to get a ball off the back,
yeah,
or playing in a wide of the three, and of course as you say getting forward there. So I think he's honestly trying to say just mix it up a bit rather than doing all of one things.
Yeah. Again, you know, you've seen there that I've played deep, but I've also have it there as well. You know where I can go and play high.
Yeah.
And football now, you know, it's changed to where, you know, it's all about stats, it's about goals and assists.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of times, you know, when you know I've told Mar, I said Mar, you know, I've been the best one there in the pitch, yeah, said, but I scored the goals.
Didn't exactly.
I scored the goals. So, yeah, you know, it's one of them now, you know, I'm always gonna try and improve my game, and I think a big part of that, you know, I have to score goals, I have to assist more, and just be involved as much as I can.
Such a massive addition if you can add a goal to your name. You can play well and assist. If you then get your name on the score sheet, just elevates you up in the next level of midfield player.
100%, and you see it now all the time. You know, there's lads, you know, who come on the scene, and they make themselves a name by just scoring goals. I think it's an important part of the game. And again, you know, as I said, I think the game now has changed to where you're a key lad and you keep yourself in the team. You know, if you're scoring goals and if the manager sees you as a guy who can go out there and score and it can affect the game, then you know, then you keep your shirt. So that's what I try and do.
All the best. Well done tonight.
Thank you very much.
Safe flight home, Curtis Jones, who was exceptional tonight and a great goal as well. Well done, pal. I remember not so long ago, Gary, when you were joining up with Glasgow Rangers and he was just coming through at Liverpool and you thought, have we got a chance of getting him on loan, maybe?
Yeah, we were desperately trying to get him up the road. Obviously, Stephen worked with him and TC worked with him, and Jordan, all the guys at Rangers worked with him, and they were desperate to get him, but to unavail.
He's really come of age, though, hasn't he?
Yes, and there's been the debate, is he a 6, is he an 8, a 10? I think if you can just go and, you know, and show that he can, you've got the ability to play sitting in front of the centre-half, that's good. If you can run forward and get yourself in the box, you know, and score a goal, that's good. And playing at a 10 where you're getting into your little pockets to get half-turned, which I think that's what he did most of his younger career.
Yeah.
You know, he's nearly completing the fact he's capable of playing.
Most of his career he was an 8, you know, as a 6 in terms of, he was more of an attacking player. But of course now, because he wanted to get on the ball, because a 6, more like a Pirlo is a 6, but he's not a defensive player, neither is he, but he's good in possession, comfortable. But as he saw tonight, he can actually drive forward without the ball as well and score goals.
OK, let's get some more reaction from the squad. The scorer of the third goal, Kostas Tsimikas, has been speaking to Glenn Price.
Kostas, the perfect way to sign off this trip.
Yeah, I think one of my dreams came true, to score for this club with this jersey. Today also my brother born his baby, so I'm more than happy with the goal and the baby.
Any celebration dedicated to him?
Yeah, of course. It was first of all to him, and for one loss I had 2 years ago, but suddenly I didn't score before that. So it's everything to them, and yeah, I'm really happy for that.
Just on the team's performance, it seemed like everyone had real confidence out there tonight.
Yeah, of course, the way we play, everybody has confidence. I think that is all the very good hard work we did with our new manager, new ideas. So yeah, just we have to keep up, just really work hard and do exactly what we can better.
And just finally, how much have you felt the benefits of this trip and playing in front of these incredible supporters as well?
Of course, it's always happy, you know, when we travel abroad, to see all the Liverpool fans around the world, to singing for our team. We are more than happy, and we just thank him a lot.
Well done tonight, Kostas. Thank you.
Hello there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives on and off the pitch. We've got Andy Robertson's car sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure you give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show. We also asked at the start of all of this, we probably need two or three to come to the fore now in the absence of senior players to maybe force their way into Arnold Slot's plans for the new season. What is there somebody that's crept out to you?
Gerald Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa's
been really, really good. And, of course, defensively he's good. He's quick. He's strong. He's very, very good on the ball, which is what Arnold Slot wants. So, for me, you know, him, Conor Bradley, but, of course, that's going to be Trent's position. But Conor Bradley, I think, has done himself no harm whatsoever. And, of course, Curtis, because, of course, Curtis has been in and around it. Yeah. But we've known the midfield players have been there, so I think he'll stake a claim as well.
I think Kwanzaa's pass up the side here to find Mo Salah and the build-up to Curtis's goal was outstanding. He could easily have just played it forward and booted it in behind, but he's just sort of not. He just curled it up the side. I think he's been faultless. I think he's been impeccable.
Yeah.
Then all right across all the games.
Absolutely.
He's been class.
He's been a consistent player.
You mentioned Conor Bradley. I thought he was brilliant again tonight. And I asked the lads the question before the game: how do you get him and Trent in the same team?
Well, the thing about it is that I don't think, unless he's going to say Trent playing midfield, which I don't think he is.
I don't think he will.
So therefore, unfortunately for Conor, he's going to start with Trent. But as I said, if he's going to play, he never lets anyone down. We don't know how things are going to pan out, but it is a good problem to have.
But,
yeah.
You know, we spoke to him at the training. He has, you know, visually, he just totally looks different. He's still marauding forward, but he's grown into his body. He's filling out and looking strong and quick.
Yeah.
Defensively tonight, they're asking a lot of the centre-backs. You mentioned Kwanzaa, so comfortable coming out with play. Is that going to be a big part of that development of this team now that, you know, they need to be a little bit better at that?
Well, you know, it's very similar to when Virgil got injured. He came back. We're talking about, you know, is Virgil the same player? It's to do with the midfield. You know, when we had our typical midfield, Fabinho, Henderson, Milner, people like that. Yeah. Now, this midfield, Harvey Elliott, Curtis, and who was the other midfield player tonight?
Gravenberch.
They're not defensive midfield players. No. So, therefore, they got at our back four, not because the defence are bad, it's because of the profile of the midfield players we have. So, we really do need stronger defensive midfield players and then get the balance right. So tonight, the balance wasn't right in midfield because as much as we're talking about Man United creating chances, so we may look at the defenders, it was really we played as a team because they really played through us. And sometimes you saw the back four just being attacked by players and there was no midfield players there. So that balance will come.
You would agree. It looks as if, you know, the goalkeepers have been told we're playing out. The last resort is going to be this, you know, launching it up to the halfway line. They're going to stick with it and they're going to be brave to try and play out. So the centre-halves have got to be, you know, confident in their own ability to get that next pass to the middle third. And then that's going to be key as well. Getting somebody who they can fit, you know, just set himself right in there and have the ability to then get it up to the front line.
And so the problem is if you lose the ball then, how are we going to defend? And if you've got Harvey Elliott and Curtis, who's not really a defensive midfield player, and we're giving the ball away, they're going to get us, which is why they had all those chances. So that balance, from a personal point of view, he will tinker with. But in possession, we'll be okay.
What did he make of it then? Not just tonight, but the tour as a whole. Let's find out. Arne Slot has been speaking to Glenn Price just over there in the tunnel.
Arne, a great way to finish this trip. You must be really pleased with some of the things you saw tonight.
Yeah, yes, I was. But not with all of them. We're very happy with the result. We scored some really nice goals. But I don't think we had enough control over the game because United were threatening us more than a few times. So it's a 3-0 win, but the score could have been different tonight as well.
Just how do you reflect on this pre-season tour, Ben?
Oh, very positive, I think. Of course, the results, that's where everybody's looking at, but players stay fit. And they are able to perform in the way we want, so high-intensity game. We saw some great goals during this tour, some great build-up situations, and I see them working really, really hard not to concede. And like I said, today I think we gave away too many chances. United deserve more than a 3-0 loss, but it's also our quality that we do score our chances.
The hard work continues when we get back home. The start of the season is edging ever closer.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of new players come in. I think 7, 8 or 9 maybe. Not new, but they come back from their holiday. So it's interesting to see how these players fit into the team and implement them as soon as we can. We need to work hard in the upcoming 2 weeks to be ready for Ipswich, because a lot of positives to take from today, but also, like I just said, we gave away too many chances.
And just finally, this was your first experience of travelling the world with Liverpool. were you amazed by just the level of support and love for this club?
Yeah. Yeah, you knew this. I knew this before I arrived at this club. But if you experience it, it's massive. Not only the fans inside the stadium, but they come so early and they're constantly around the hotel as well. So there's massive support, and I can't wait to hear the support at Anfield.
Thanks very much. Take it easy.
Yeah, he's experienced a little bit of Liverpool's popularity in this part of the world. As he said at the end there, he can't wait to see Anfield. Yeah. He's going to get two chances to do that in one day.
Yes.
With those two games. Interesting, he's saying they conceded too many chances tonight. He's obviously a perfectionist, but you know, he says they need to be more controlled in games.
He had to make three fantastic saves in the first half. And I really get, we were chatting about it, you know, up the stairs. During the game, we just didn't keep the ball well enough. Just gave it away a wee bit cheaply. Which meant Manchester United could create. You know, and I thought Manchester United played decent first half.
Yeah, they did. You know, I said at the start of the thing, they said, what are you looking for? We're looking for, yes, to win, but we're looking for performance. Now, we know if we play like this, we will concede goals. So as much as we got the win, and it's great to win, you can see how slightly disappointed he was in the performance, because you can't afford to get that many chances away. So that's the tinker with. But of course, goalkeepers are part of the team, so if they have to make safe, they make safe. Defenders have to defend. So the good thing about it, particularly second half against Arsenal, is if you're not playing well, can you not concede? And that's what we did against Arsenal, and that's what we did tonight.
What was it, John? We try to get forward too quickly, and rather than try to put another pass in, or were we trying to be too eager to get forward?
We were losing the ball, playing out from the back into midfield.
So,
and if you lose the ball in midfield, they're going to be straight into the back four. So as much as we have good players in midfield, when you lose the ball, you have to react quickly enough to get goals out or to get into a defensive situation. And because we're so attack-minded, Curtis is attack-minded, Gravenberch is attack-minded. He's really not one of the out-and-out midfield players. So it was just the personnel. We had Thomas Lanzini to come back.
It's a big key period where you can't lose the ball.
Yeah.
You know, the higher you go, the better player you play against, to lose the ball high up like that, you're generally punished. We had the goalkeeper who was on form, who made three great saves. But in any other game, that could have been 3-0 done.
And of course, under Jurgen, that didn't really happen because we got the ball forward quicker. So we lose the ball in the opposition's half. Whereas because he insists on us playing it into midfield, and if we lose the ball, he's going to insist on us doing it again, but doing it better. Mm. We still have some tinkering to do with the details of not giving the ball away in those areas.
And there was a point where Aaron Briggs walked down the line and said, you're coming on 60, you're coming on 60. McAllister stood up, he wanted to come on as well. He's not even back 2 days, but he's got all these established players to introduce now next week.
You know, just the fact that he's just arrived and just jumped in the train, it's a lift for all the, you know, for all the players and the whole team and squad. You know, a quality international coming back, it's always nice to see him. He's come back to get a lift back to Liverpool.
Well, listen, it's been a joy to spend so much time with you over the last couple of weeks. Hopefully you've enjoyed the company at home as well. That is it from this episode of The Reaction for the moment. We return after the Anfield doubleheader this weekend. Don't forget, Sevilla and Las Palmas will round off the Reds' pre-season campaign. The serious stuff is not too far away. Until then, if you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.